You've made it to Friday. Each Friday of the 21-Day Equity Challenge, we are pausing to make space for self-reflection during our equity journeys. Also on Fridays, we will get started with a land acknowledgement to ground us in our upcoming week of Equity Challenge content. As we gather in this communal space for the Equity Challenge over the coming week, we aim to advocate and support the advancement of the sovereignty of Michigan's Indigenous communities and individuals who have lived here and live here now. United Way for Southeastern Michigan's Detroit office is located on the lands of the Anishinaabe Nations of the Three Fires Council, the Ojibwe, Ottawa, and Potawatomi peoples. We recognize that all Indigenous peoples, here and beyond, whose land have been occupied, have and continue to be forcefully removed from their homelands. This is in solidarity with Black and Indigenous communities who continue to be systematically excluded and oppressed through the ongoing damaging effects of settler colonialism, genocide, and myths of white supremacy. Welcome to day 6 of United Way for Southeastern Michigan's 21-Day Equity Challenge. My name is Steph. I use she, her pronouns. You might recognize my voice from our Equity Challenge kickoff and closing events over the last few years. In an effort to provide accessible content, many of our speakers will share a visual description of themselves. If you were looking at me, you would see that I am a white woman with long, dark blonde hair parted just off the middle of my forehead, and I'm wearing a black sweater. Let's dive into our Equity Challenge content for today. Welcome to your first weekly self-check-in of the 2024 21-Day Equity Challenge. Over the next 3 Fridays, we will pause to make sure you have space to reflect on your equity journey so far and offer an opportunity to engage in our Community Action Friday project. It's important to check in with yourself on what you're both learning and unlearning, what topics you might want to revisit, and which topics you want to take more action on, which could be now and or after the challenge. We encourage you to use today to review the challenge materials that have shown up so far. Over the last week, our topics were Day 1, welcome to the 4th annual 21-Day Equity Challenge. Day 2, early childhood education is crucial in closing equity gaps. Day 3, your right to vote, how it came to be, and how to exercise it. Day 4, navigating Black maternal health. And Day 5, institutions acting with trustworthiness. As you review the past challenge days, we encourage you to keep a running note or journal on your reflections and some ideas for action. On Fridays, we will also share some ideas for action. So, here's some ways you can take action this week. Start a conversation with someone in your community on a topic that resonated with you or challenged you this week. Each Friday of the challenge, we are hosting a Community Action Friday project where you can get involved in taking your learning into community and act with other challenge participants. Today, we launch our Challenge Long Action Project, a supply drive that will benefit organizations in Southeastern Michigan. Anyone can participate in this virtual opportunity, even if you're located outside of Michigan. You can sign up on our volunteer portal to support this project through June 14th. Once you sign up, you'll be given a link to a wish list where you can purchase items and they will be shipped directly to United Way to supply this drive. We will be hosting 2 more community action projects in person on May 31st and June 7th. You can get more information and sign up for these on our volunteer portal. Important links are provided within this daily email. We encourage you to take action by reviewing this week's challenge days and engaging in those action items. Thank you so much for listening to our Equity Challenge content today. I hope that you've learned something new and feel empowered to tackle injustice wherever your day takes you. And as always, continue to light the way.
We'd like to give our sincerest gratitude to everyone that made our 4th annual 21-Day Equity Challenge a success. This Equity Challenge Day was produced by United Way for Southeastern Michigan. Special thank you to Steph Rawls, Tiffany Bucks, Shayla Zimmerman, Andre Ebron, our voice actors, our DEI committee, and community partners. Huge thank you to our music producer, Daniel Sharp. Thank you to our sponsors of the Equity Challenge, to our audience, and to everyone who participated in this year's challenge. To hear more recorded content, and read the Equity Challenge, please visit UnitedWaySEM.org/Equity Challenge.